Audio check, audio check. Check, check, check. Just wondering.
Wondering what we're sounding like. Hello, check, check, check. Audio check. Hello, check. Audio check, audio check.
Audio, audio, audio.
KDAC, repeater side.
Audio. Check, hello. Check, check. Trying to get this gain adjusted. Check. Audio check. Hello. I might be over-modulating. Check, check. Audio check.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9S, XH. New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KI-5, ZCE, listening. KA-0-I. I didn't quite catch the call there. This is KI-5-BCE. My name's Al. How you doing?
Doing good. Call is Kilo 8 Bravo Romeo Yank. Name is Brian, like my call sign. Just visiting Saginaw from the South Central down over by Battle Creek. Good friend of mine's grandmother was there, lifted up here, so I drove her up and hang out in a park down the river here somewhere in Saginaw.
Yeah, real good there, Brian. Well, it's not exactly anything great to see anymore. Used to be quite the city some years ago there with all the plants and the boundaries were gone, but it's kind of, oh, I don't know. I live out in Shields. It's pretty nice out here. I'm not sure what parks you're at, but there are some nice parks.
Well, if I read it right, it's Rust Park, like a little island. But yeah, Battle Creek's the same way. A lot of dilapidated factories. They've torn down a bunch of them. I mean, they've got the industrial park out to the west side of Battle Creek that does pretty good, but Kellogg's is all but gone. Ralston is just a big empty building. A lot of factories shut down. And disarray as well there.
Yeah, I find it amazing how they have a foundry, and it's a pretty good sized foundry, and now it's just a piece of land. It's grass growing. It's like Jeez, how the heck do they get all that stuff out of there? It's just amazing. But Telos isn't there anymore? Jeez, that's a hard one to take.
It's still there. They rebuilt back in, we had four generations that were my family that were working there. My brother, he got a severance. The rest of them were allowed to retire, but they said that a lot of the machinery was too old and not productive just to be torn down and shipped to Mexico. And they rebuilt a partial plant. They only produced about a third of what they used to out of Battle Creek. Post is still running strong, but like I said, Ralston, it was Ralston-Perina, and then they split. Perina moved to Lansing. They kept Ralston's, you know, the Chex mix and stuff they were still making there. And my cousin had left Eaton's in Marshall because they closed down that fluid power plant, went to Ralston, worked there 5 years, and they they shut up that factory on him. So, and he's not the only family member that's done that. Bounced to different factories because they closed down on them. But it's still there. Just not as near as productive as it used to be.
Yeah, what I did there, Brian, I got inside the car, and I'm just on a little AC, so I'll have to let you go there. You have a great day, 73, and I hope your visit to Brian, just Saginaw there is a nice one. This is KI5, VTE listening, and clear on your final.
All right, we have a good evening. Yeah, I'm just on a ID-51, a D-Star handheld. I thought there'd have been a D-Star repeater up here, but it's pretty cool with that radio that I can do a search on all repeaters, digital and analog, and ran across this one. So, all right, you have a good evening. 73-KACRY.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KC8YVF, mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is KD8MMH. That's Kilo Delta 8, Mike Hotel. And I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Once again, do we have any mobile, short time, or in and out stations for the Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
Put me in on my keyboard, I'm still here.
Okay, thank you very much, Jeff. Got you marked down as in and out. Appreciate you joining us tonight, and thanks for all the work you do keeping our equipment up and running. Do we have any other mobile short time or in and out stations? Please call now. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations wishing to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now. Echolink, at this time I will take regular check-ins. All other stations wishing to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay City.
This is Ed. With you, Charlie 8. Here at Del Lima. Rob, Bay City, no traffic, Mike.
I think someone doubled there with Rob, if you could try again, please.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, Dave Saginaw.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo. Bob and Frank look down at no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Saginaw, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
KDHPAZ, Mini Burt, no traffic.
All right, have a good start to the list. Let me run down what I have here so far, see if we've got any corrections or if we've got somebody else that would like to join us. First off, I had Jeff, KB8SWR. He was in and out. Thank you, Jeff. Regular check-ins, I have, first off, I have Dave, KE8PCQ. Then I have Rob, KC8SDL. I have Dave, W8EW, followed by Bob, N8KPR. And I have Rick, KC8VOA. Tom, N8EUI, Ron, KC8YVF, and Mini, KD8PAZ. Are there any corrections, or is there anyone else that would like to join the Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. I'd like to also thank everyone that came out this past Saturday to our annual of our club auction out at the airport. Had a good time there. Did very well, I thought, for what we had. Everything sold once again, so I'd like to thank everybody that brought stuff and donated, and thank everybody that came and bid on stuff and took some treasures home with them. So had a successful auction, and I'd like to thank everybody for that. Weather's been a little bit cooler, which is nice. It keeps the AC off and keeps the power bills lower, so. With that, we'll go ahead and get our net started. First off, we've got Dave, KE8PCQ, and standby Rob. Dave, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
KE8MMH in the group, Mike, KE8PCQ here. Well, last night on the Sunday night rag queue, my name was called and I got up and pushed the microphone and the whole house went black. But as it turns out, over in the marina area here, two transformers and a telephone pole caught on fire and took out from Midland on the north to Salzburg on the south and from the river to Euclid. So I wasn't the only one, but it was pretty scary when you key up and have everything go blank. So other than that, enjoyed Saturday, got the box built here today, and it's working. With that said, I'll be one and done. KE8BCQ, back to net.
All right, well, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Yeah, that would be quite an experience, pushing the mic and then having everything go black. You kind of wonder what you did there, but obviously not your problem, so just a little bit. That happened with me at work one time, too. I forget what I did for something and pulled a circuit pack or something just as the commercial power went out, and it's like, oh, my Lord, what did I just do? And then, but, yeah, same thing. It can be a little unnerving when that happens. Thanks for joining us, 732. You have a great week ahead, and I've got you marked down for just the one transmission tonight. Thanks for joining us, 73. Next up on our list, we'll go to Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Dave. Go ahead, Rob.
I jumped the gun there. KD8, MMH in a group, Charlie 8 to Justin Lima. Well, Mike, I'm a little hoarse, as you probably would know why, but I was at the River of Time festivities over the weekend. I seen NAERL, and I met a bunch of the reenactors from the Pigment Revolutionary War soldiers, and four of them were ham operators. So I felt right at home. We even joked about putting up a wire and getting a vent station, but that was pretty cool. Had a good time. Like I said, I've seen NAERL there, and he stopped and said hello to me, and we had a really good time. I got there Thursday late afternoon, and KD8 came over and helped me set up. He actually come pick me up from the house and got my utility trailer with my gas engine that you have seen before. And we got over there, got set up and everything, and got that. I went back home early the next morning. My ex-wife took me over there, dropped me off, and I picked up breakfast on the way over there, so I had something to eat. And I had a good day Friday. Lots of high school, a lot of grade school kids came over and looked at my engines and looked around the area. And they had a good time there. And even a nice lady let me borrow a canopy for Saturday because it got very, very hot. And it was kind of nice having that canopy. So other than that, now Saturday I didn't run the engines not really long, break a sec. Because they had a lot of close order drill and presentation, so I told them no problem. So we started them back up Sunday and ran them all day. NAKDR was there to see me, which I thought was nice. And I've seen a few people I do shows with, and it was really a lot of fun I had for all at Johnson's Pumpkin Farm. And yeah, it looks really appropriate. We have a gas farm engine and a farm, so it really went good. And I knocked down about 4:30 or so, and Justin came there and helped me get back up, and it started raining a little bit, but nothing to gripe about. Just kind of got wet, but other than that, I had a good time. Okay, I'll hand it back to for the 73 round, and Mike Fixer picking me up. KD8 MMH. Okay, Steve, that's it. Back to that.
All right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. If I missed out on the River Time this year, obviously with the auction going on, and then after that went over Mount Pleasant Way, got some friends' cottage for the rest of the weekend. So Johnson's River time once there last year when I saw you there. Definitely a different experience than when they used to have it down along the river in Bay City. And that was really nice, and it seemed like they had quite a bit more things going on down there in Bay City. But anyway, hopefully it'll pick up there a little at the Pumpkin Farm. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, not on the KDAC repeater. Before I go to Dave WDW, let me do another quick standby here and see if there is anyone else that would like to join the net that I missed. If anyone's out there who would like to join our Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard, so with that, we'll continue on down our list. Next up, we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and standby Bob. Dave, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, my KD8MMH, W8DW. Yeah, it was good seeing everyone there on Saturday. That was fun. We didn't buy a whole lot, but we got rid of some stuff from the shack. I got a lot of stuff to go through down there. Probably not auction wise stuff, but we got a little cleaning up to do and try to get things straightened up. But anyway, like I say, had a good time. Not a whole lot more here, Mike. I think this will be my only one tonight. We will listen out though, so if anybody's got any questions or anything, we will still be here. So 7-3, thanks for doing it, and catch your one down the log. KD8MMH,
W8DW. Hey, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. Good seeing you Saturday. And thanks for the donations to the club. It was a fine auction. I had the truck pretty well filled up when I dropped stuff off there and went home with it empty, which is what I was hoping to do. So worked out pretty good for me. So. Appreciate that, Dave. Thanks once again. 7-3, you have a great week ahead. Next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and standby Rick, KC8POA. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone else on the net. Kind of a cool day today compared to what we've been getting, but that was good for me because I had some stuff to plant. I had a 4 mums to plant. Maybe one of them will last through the winter this year. They never seem to, though. And plus I had I can never remember what that's called. It's some kind of a tree. It's a flower tree. I don't know if they grafted this thing onto some kind of a tree or what, but normally they're just a bush or a shrub, but now it's a tree. I got one on one end of the house, and then when I had my driveway redone from asphalt to cement, you know, they tore everything up, and I had to have my sump drain replaced, and so anyways, I lost a lot of landscaping, so trying to re-landscape it, and I said, well, I'll just put one of these like we did on the other side of the house, so I can never remember what it's called, though, but anyways, did that today, and when I checked the rain gauge this morning, I do reports for the National Weather Service every day. And when I checked the rain gauge this morning, it was 0.90 inches, 9/10 of an inch. I'm like, I didn't think we were supposed to get that much rain, but my trash cans are knocked over in the yard, and so apparently we had some kind of little storm come through here last night and dumped a lot of rain. But yeah, 9/10 of an inch, I was surprised. I didn't think we were supposed to get that much. I needed it, that's for sure. I didn't need it, so I have to water the grass on either side of the driveway that I had to replant because of the new driveway. But that's about it for this round. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
All right, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Almost an inch of rain there. I see we did get some here last night, too. I don't have anything out to measure as of right now, but did get a little bit of rain here. We definitely need it. It's been dry here the last few weeks or so. In fact, I haven't mowed the lawn probably in going on 2 weeks, maybe a little over 2 weeks now. So probably with a little bit of rain, I'll get out there either tomorrow or Wednesday and mow it again. All right. Next up on our list, we will go to Rick, KC8VOA, and standby Tom. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, everybody on the net. And I did get 0.15 inches of rain, not near as much as Bob got there. And the leaves are falling, so I haven't cut the grass in probably 3 weeks, maybe a little longer than that. And there's enough leaves coming down now, it's going to be having time to clean the leaves up. They're starting to cover the ground here. I know Ron had made mention last week that the leaves were starting to come down. I see other places, my neighbors behind me, there's complete lawns covered, blanketed in leaves right now. So I don't know if that had something to do with the dryness or just what there, but it's getting that time of year again. I missed the auction there Saturday. I had full intentions of going to the auction, but I had spent 3 days prepping my vehicle, getting it ready for ceramic, and I knew there was potential for some rain there on Sunday and everything else, and I didn't want to lose what I had, so I went ahead and pushed ahead to get it done there on Saturday. I'm going to take a break here. So after putting the ceramic on a couple hours afterwards, it was still a little sticky. I wasn't too happy with it at that point in time. But the next day, it hardened up and turned to a nice, thick finish. So that I'm pleased with so far with that. So that was a good thing. Radio-wise, I have not had much time to do any radio work and hopefully get back into it. I was looking at the 6-meter antenna today. I think about putting that up. So I'm one and done tonight. Everyone have a wonderful night. 73 KCVOA.
All right, well, very good. Thank you for joining us this evening, Rick. I haven't missed you there on Saturday. I do have one question for you, though, quick before you run off. The ceramic you said you used, I've been at the different various auto parts stores and seen, I've heard good things about Chemical Guys. They have Meguiar's. I've seen both of those. Just curious what you used and if it was just one of the spray-ons or how involved it was actually to do. So if you could answer that for me before you run off, Rick, go right ahead.
Okay, what I used was the DYI 8-year ceramic, and it's a little bit more involved, Mike. By the time you get your vehicle washed and decontaminate everything, your vehicle's fairly new, so it shouldn't be too bad. I had a lot of tar. I don't know where all the tar come from. I spent about a day and a half decontaminating the paint, and I spent probably 6 hours polishing it. And so forth. And then there's panel prep you put on, and then you go ahead and once you get the panel prep on, and that you go ahead and put your ceramic on. Gray and silver colors are hard to see the ceramic flash off. It was very difficult watching the ceramic flash off. You want about a 50% flash off. When you put the ceramic on, it gets a rainbow streak in it, and so when about 50% of that goes away, then use a microfiber cloth to level the ceramic off. And once you get it leveled off and everything else, then you go over with another plush towel just to kind of buff it up and clean it up a little bit more. If I had to do it all over again, I would probably go with the Cerakote spray and just go ahead and do that. And just plan on doing it a little bit more often.
Repeater Saginaw.
Every year and a half or so. But, yeah, in the cost-wise, significant cost difference in the ceramic, the spray stuff versus the stuff I put on. So, I don't think it was really worth what I did.
Oh, sorry about that, Rick. I was stepping on you there. Try that again.
I would not do what I did again. I would go ahead and just use a Cerakote spray ceramic. You can get it via Amazon. I noticed Menards had one that was 12 ounces instead of the 16 ounces. So that's what I would probably go ahead and do. versus the other. And then the Cerakote trim restore is very good stuff for plastic trim. That's excellent stuff. So it'll last for 2 years. KCBLA.
All right, very good, Rick. Appreciate the information there. Yeah, it sounds like I was a little bit more involved than where I was going to get it try. Like I said, I've seen either the Meguiar's or the chemical guys or whatever at the auto parts stores to spray on cold ceramic wax, whatever they call it, for like 20, 25, 30 bucks, and I was just going to do something like that for just a little bit of extra added protection. But yeah, the Cerakote, that sounds like that might do a good job also. So appreciate the information, and good luck with that. Hopefully it lasts for you a good long time. All right, continuing on down our list, next we will go to Tom, N-8-E-U-I, and stand by Ron. Tom, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, everybody. This is N-8-E-U-I. Hope everyone's doing well tonight. It's good to see everybody at the auction on Saturday. Let me see what I do this week. I cut the grass on Friday, and basically it was just to level off the grass, the tall fescue versus the fine fescue, just to level it off so it looks halfway decent. Only collected about 2 bags of clippings, and one of those bags is only half full. So basically together those 2 bags make 1 bag of clippings. So not a whole lot of clippings to put in front of the for trash pickup this morning. But that's what it is. And a little bit of rain we had, maybe the grass will grow a little better. Maybe I'll have to cut it maybe later this week. We'll see. The weather's supposed to be typical fall weather. It's just nice and cool and low humidity, and the evenings are really nice. And maybe the hot, humid air is gone for now. We'll see. I don't know. It's supposed to go level up. I think it's supposed to increase about low to mid 70s this week. But looking forward to a nice week. Let me break real quick. As far as what we took in the auction, allowing for the $200 that Mikey withdrew for change, I put that back in the deposit debt in the bank today. We took in $250 even. $250 even in items that we sold. So what I did is I took that money, I deposited it back in the checking account this afternoon, so we got that. So that will be reflected in our report when I give it at the October meeting. So that was not too bad. It was everything, like you said, everything on the table sold. So yeah, we took in $250 in sales today, Saturday. So that's about it. I got for this go around. I'll catch you all on the 73 round. Until then, this is N-8-E-U-I.
All right, well, very good, Tom. Appreciate you coming out and giving us a hand there Saturday, doing the treasury work with taking the money and everything. And thanks for totaling that up and giving us a figure that's a good substantial amount for the stuff that we had out there for the auction. That will definitely help fray some of the expenses that we do for holiday in the cities and other things that we do throughout the year. So appreciate that, and thanks for all the help on Saturday. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, not on the KABAC repeater. Before I go to Ron, I'll do another quick standby here and see if there's anyone else that would like to join the net. If there is anyone that would like to join our Monday night net, please call net control now. Okay, nothing heard, so we will continue on down the list with Ron. Ron, I'm assuming you will be around at the end of the net for the net report, and I also believe we have an Aries training coming up this Thursday night. And also, I just wanted to let you know I was about 2 minutes to, I had my alarm set for the net tonight at like 5 minutes to nine, and about 2 minutes to nine, I got out to see, okay, who's in net control tonight? And I thought, it's not me, is it? And I get online and look, it's like, I've got 1 minute to get all my stuff together and get ready to go. So a little bit of a quick setup there to tonight's net, but we
actually get it started on time anyway. So anyway, go right ahead, Ron. And Minnie, stand by. You're up after Ron. Go right ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Yeah, I'll be here at the end of the net for the report. And Thursday is the Aries. I am kind of waiting to hear back from Chris. I will send out the information. It will be, the plan is to have it down at 911. I sent an email to Chris this morning to make sure it was okay with them and to notify their personnel that we would be there, but I have not heard back. I also sent an email to Marquette County about the SET and information, and he is out of the office until the 30th of the month. So another week or so for Mark to be back, and I'll wait here, but plan to be at 911 for the meeting on Thursday. It'll start at 7 o'clock. I will send out an email as soon as I get confirmation from Chris. I might have to call him tomorrow to make sure if my email went to spam or not. I use Gmail, because generally that goes through. A lot of times my personal email account gets, because it's not a recognized domain, it gets stuck in the spam filter. So I use Gmail, and those usually go through the county entities. So we'll wait in here, but that's what we got. Let me break. Saturday, again, went to the auction. Had a good time there. Luckily, we got rid of everything. I came home with something different than what I took. My daughter and my grandkids were happy with their popcorn movie combination. They said, oh, goody, another one. My daughter and son-in-law were grateful for the emergency prep kit to add to them. And when the wife and I kept the baking one for the cookies and the that stuff, so I said, I'm keeping that one for myself. Sunday, wife and I headed up to Omer to go up to Treasures, whatever. Anyhow, the Amish Furniture Store. The week before, we picked up or purchased a glider for out at my daughter's house, out at their fire pit. And, of course, I had the car last week, so we took the van and the trailer up. And, of course, I haven't used the trailer in a while, and I go out there, and the ground wire to the lights is broken, so I had to fix that. And then the left light wouldn't work, so I had to work on that. So 45 minutes later, I had everything repaired and everything working again. So that's the way it always goes. But we got up there. We got it back home. 2 hours in the car was a little much for my wife. She had laid down in the seat, propped her leg up, and did what she could. But she's bound and determined she was going to go up because she wanted to stop the turkey roost on the way back for lunch, and that's what we did. But she had to come home, went right to bed that night and with the ice packs on it. So even though we took some with us, wasn't quite enough, I guess. So, but she's doing better today. That's all for this round, Mike. K8YVF, back to that.
Okay, well, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. I hope your wife... hope her knee gets better there, and sounds like she's doing okay, so hopefully it'll heal up quick for her. Trailer lights and trailer wiring, isn't that always fun? Like I said, I was up the friend's cabin there this weekend over Coldwater Lake and brought my Boston Whaler back home, so had that hitched up, tried the lights and everything before he left, and everything was working fine, and a little bit past Mount Pleasant on the way home, and well, there was power on the way home, make sure nothing fell off the boat, the trailer, whatever, and Laura calls me and says, you know, your right brake light is out now. So I was like, well, it wasn't when we left the cottage, so yeah, the trailer wiring is always fun, but when I got home and unplugged everything, it looks like the connector on the truck may have just loosened up a little bit, because when I pulled it out, it came out awful easy, so... Hopefully it's not a bulb or a major repair on the boat trailer. All right, next up on the list, we'll go to Minnie, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the list. Minnie, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening, KDAMMH. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight, and I'm glad you sold everything there at the auction. I didn't make it there. My daughter and grandkids were here for my youngest granddaughter and my youngest grandson's birthday. So her birthday was the 9th and his is Wednesday. So we had pizza and cake and ice cream for their birthdays. My oldest granddaughter didn't make it. She was sick, so she stayed home. She said, I don't want to make anybody else sick. So anyway, other than that, haven't been doing much. Enjoy the cooler weather. That way I could turn off my overhead fans and my air conditioner and save a little bit of electricity. I know I woke up about 2 o'clock this morning and had to get up and set all the clocks, so I had a power surge during the night. Anyway, this is KD8BAZ back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Pleasure to hear you this evening. Thanks for joining us. Happy birthday to the grandkids there. Sounds like you had a good time with the birthday parties. So we haven't missed you at the auction, but sounds like you had a good time anyway. And we'll be back around to you here shortly for the 73 round. Before we start at the top of the list again, is there anyone else that would like to join us for our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
All right, starting at the top of our list again, Dave was only here for the one go-around, so that brings us down to Rob. KC8SDL, you're up, and stand by Bob. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Once again, go right ahead.
In the night, boy, I'm getting hoarser, but most of the other people out there probably appreciate that. Now I'm losing my voice. KD8, and the Knights of the group, you know, Charlie 8, you know. Yeah, like I said, Mike, I had a good time at the River of Time. Well, it's kind of neat, though, having it at the farm, because, you know, being a farm, and I got the farm, and because it would have been at the river, I would be much, well, much interested in the farm. But all the same, I had a really good time this year, too, and they invited me back for next year, so looking forward to that. Other than that, I've been playing a little bit of radio here. I had the HF we got a little bit ago before the night. I worked the gator nuts on 7255. The signals were good, not too bad. And I'm also got my my B-17 bomber receiver on, listening to a simulcast of CFRB 10 AM. It's being rebroadcast on 67 kilohertz on shortwave. Years ago, I sent a QSL request to the CFRX, and I got a nice letter and a QSL card from the engineer, and that was pretty cool. My first QSL card must have been, what, 19 or 20, and that was pretty cool. So, all right, Mike, so I got to report here. You had a beautiful, nice evening out there tonight. Yeah, like many, I got my fans off and everything. And everybody, I didn't pull the blanket on last night. I got kind of chilly, but no complaints. So, other than that, you take care, enjoy your week, and you have lots of people down with the show circuit. I'm going to go out there and get the engines all winterized and cover them up, and it'll be ready for next year. And hopefully I'll have that magneto for my other engine that died. It died, so, for next year. So, 73's Mike, you take care. KDA, MMH, and the group. Yo, Charlie, there's nothing for you. Sounds
like
over.
All right, well, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Thanks for coming in here, and it sounds like you had a good time at the River Time, so good job there. They're inviting you back next year. Hopefully, nothing's going on next year on that weekend. Hopefully, you'll be able to get out and check that out once again. So thanks once again, 73. You have a great week ahead, and I'll talk to you here next Monday night. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and stand by Tom. Bob, good evening once again to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Yes, Mike. Rob, I have no idea why your voice is going hoarse. You don't talk that much. just teasing you, Rob. I don't tease people I don't like, so that must mean I like you. But anyways, probably in June or so, my Echolink stopped working. I tried using it. It says I'm not validated. They have no, my license or my call sign hasn't been registered. And
I've been using it for several years, so I don't know what happened. But the only thing I can think of is that my license expired in May, so I renewed it. But apparently they keep such good track of it that I have to send it back in. Well, I've been trying to do this for the last 3 months, and it's been futile. You know, it's like a dog chasing its tail. You go into authorization, validation, validation, authorization, and back and forth, and I'm like, God, you guys aren't telling me what you actually want. You know, I did it once the first time around, so why can't I do it now? Well, anyways, tonight, let me buy a second. So anyways, tonight, I tried it again, and I finally got lucky, I guess, but they told me to go to validate it, go to the FCC website, and they told you exactly what to click on to get your official copy of your license. So I did that, then they tell you to download it. So I downloaded it. Then they say, when you download this, it'll be a PDF file and have a long number in front of PDF. It says, do not send this in the email. And that's the last they wrote. So I'm thinking, what do you want and how do I get it to you? It's been quite the challenge. Maybe Ron has a clue. I don't. I've tried and tried and tried for the last 3 months, but it's frustrating to say the least. But anyways, Mike, thanks for doing that. Nice hearing everybody. And everybody have a great week. Back to the control. This is Eddie KPR.
All right. Very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Hopefully we can get the echo link thing figured out for you. Ron's up here in a couple, so if he's got any insights on that as to how to, with the license expiration date and getting it re-logged on to echo link, I'll let him go through that if he's got any ideas. I don't. I know we had quite the fiasco trying to get Mike N8XPS to get him renewed after one of the club meetings. He brought all his information, and we stayed for probably at least a good half hour, 45 minutes with the laptop getting him renewed, and finally got him renewed on there. So, yeah, they do not make it easy, that's for sure. This is KE8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KEAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and stand by Ron. Tom, good evening to you, sir. Once again, go right ahead.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much. This is N8EUI. I hope I'm coming in pretty clean tonight. I'm using a different radio. Swapped out another radio, so I hope I'm coming in okay. I'm just transmitting at 5 watts and then my antenna outside, so I hope I'm sounding okay. See, what else I got going on? Still putzing around with Meshtastic. When I ordered batteries for my first two, they come in packs of four 2,000 milliamp batteries, so I got two left over. And I got a couple of Heltec radio circuit boards, and so I ordered another couple of those Meshtastic enclosures cases. Those really nice ones from Etsy. His name is Zach. I forget the name of his company. Northwest something or other. Anyway, I ordered a couple of those, and then. Build two more of them, and maybe get a couple of family members I have in mind, maybe interested in Meshtastic, so also. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait for them to arrive. They're supposed to be here about next week. I have the other parts available. I'm just waiting for the enclosures when they arrive. So that's what I'll be doing when they come. I'll just keep questing around down the basement, get those together, and like I said, family members I have in mind. I think I can get them interested in Meshtastic. They're not ham radio operators, but they like technology. So I'm gonna do that and see what happens. But that's about it for me on this end. Like I said, it's supposed to be a cooler week, so enjoy it. Days are really getting short. It's getting dark by 7:30 already, so days are getting shorter. But hopefully we have some some Indian summers between now and when it starts to really get cool, you know, consistently. So, anyways, I'm going to say goodnight and 73 to everyone, and we'll I'll catch you. Hopefully, you'll see a lot of you at Thursday night's Aries meeting. So, until then, this is NAEUI saying goodnight.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73, you also. I hope to see you Thursday night. And, it now is officially fall. So, yeah, we are in for the cooler temperatures. But, yeah, a little bit of Indian summer would be nice. And I know I'm still planning, I don't know, what weekend. One of these weekends, not much is going on. Heading up north to do a little bit of the color touring and whatever. Maybe to the UP, up to the zoo again, wherever. So, hopefully we'll still have some decent weather out of it. Thanks once again, Tom. You have a great week ahead, and we'll see you Thursday night. All right, next up we'll go to Ron, KC8YVF, and stand by me. Ron, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening again. Bob, I really didn't hear your question. I was busy doing some other things in there and didn't catch the question. I think you said about Echolink. Connecting to that, nothing should have changed there. You may have to re-register or something with them if your call had expired, and usually even if it expires, you still have the grace period. It doesn't go away, so it should still should have been on their system. You still should be able to use Echolink. Nothing should have changed here because of your call sign. The only thing would happen is if you lost your call sign and had to reapply, it had been over 2 years or something like that, then I could see something there. But I'll stick around at the end of the net if you want to talk beyond that point. Let me know. I'll stick around here. What else? Then I totally lost the train of thought after that, what we were doing. So, one other thing. If anybody that has the Ham Clock software, they get another update. I come across that today. I just had it on a couple of days ago. It was 4.06. Now they're up to 4.07. They did several updates to it. The one thing that happened, though, is something, if anybody uses the DX cluster, settings for the DX cluster, when I rebooted after I did the update with the setting that I had in there, the cluster domain that I had in there, it came up with an error. I did a little quick search online. They said, yeah, some other people, and someone said to make a change in the cluster name. The one that they suggested is dxusa.net. So dxusa.net. And for the login, put in your call sign. So dxusa.net. Port 7300 remains the same. And then your call sign as the login. I rebooted just restarted the Ham Clock, and everything came back up properly. So several new updates for it, I guess, and they listed on the Ham Clock, the Clear Sky website, where Ham Clock's distributed from. So that's one update. Saturday, this coming Saturday, I'm going to be looking for help for a couple of hours to work at 911. We need to replace the tri-band antenna, and we need to replace the mast and rehang the HF antenna. So I need at least 2 to 3 people. I need at least one person pretty much to kind of stay down to the radio room or at the bottom, hand up tools. We need to have a ladder and a stool up there. We need to get some wrenches and sockets and other sort of tools up there. We'll need the remote coax tester that we had, be able to test which coax line down the basement or in the radio room is the one where we're reattaching that antenna because they're not marked. Once we get it, we will mark it. So that needs to be done. So a couple of hours. I, again, notified Chris. Let me break. In my email to Chris, I said that we'd like to be there around 10 o'clock or so. Should be done by noon. So if anybody can help out with that from about 10 to noon or 11 to 1 or whatever, let me know. So because we need to get this done before the SET on October 12th. And speaking of that, on October 12th is the SET. I'll be going over that information, reading through that, some ideas that I have for it. I'll be taking some ideas from the members of the group as far as what they would like to see done. We'll activate 911 again. I've got to send an email to the people at Covenant. We need to make sure that everything is working there.
to get that done. And so we'll be covering that on Thursday night as well, and it's Saturday doing the repair at the 911 lemon break. Okay, other than that, there was something else I had on my mind for information. Can't remember what that is. That's old age creeping in here, I guess. But anyhow, I hope to see you, a lot of you, on Thursday night for the training and to go over that. And like I said, after we do the meeting, we'll go into the radio room, get everything started up, make sure everything's working there. If it's not working, we'll see what we have to do and try and get that addressed on Saturday as well. I know all of the computers are going to need backup batteries because they're not on all the time. They're plugged in, but they're not running, and a lot of them will come up. We'll have to reset the BIOS at the time and the date, so I'll have to look about, pop the covers off and see what we have. I think they're 2032s for most of those, and replace those batteries as needed. So we'll talk to you and see you on Thursday. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good information there. And, yeah, if you and Bob want to stick around after I give you the net report, then you can discuss the EchoLink and how to get that back up and running. As far as Saturday, I forgot to mention this, too. Midland is holding a VE testing session at 9 o'clock at the Salvation Army. I'm going to help out with that, so depending when it gets done, I might be able to help, but it starts at 9, so depending how many people they get and how long it takes, we'll see. But if anyone is interested in upgrading, or if anybody knows someone that wants to apply for a technician and is ready to take the test, get a hold of Dennis Klippa, NATERF in Midland, and let him know that you want to take the test Saturday morning, 9 o'clock at the Salvation Army in Waldo for VE testing. All right, thanks again, Ron. Be around you here shortly for the night report. That brings us down to Minnie, KD8PAZ, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the list. Minnie, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ. Well, hope you all have a good meeting on Thursday night, and hope everybody shows up for Saturday with to help Ron with the other things. But seeing it gets dark too early, I will not be going to the meetings and stuff, but I will be at the breakfasts on Saturdays. About another week before the meeting and that anyway. But other than that, everything's going okay. Talk to everybody next week. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8MMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. I appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 to you also. Hope you have a great week ahead. And, yeah, we'll miss you at the upcoming meetings, but definitely look forward to seeing you at the club breakfast on Saturday morning. Brings us to the bottom of the list before I close it down here. Is there anyone else that would like to join us for our Monday night net? If so, please call Net Control now. Are there any closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Hey, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Mike, KD8MMH. This net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. Okay, Ron, KC8YVF, stand by here for 1 second while I get some numbers together for you. Hey, KC8YVF, KD8MMH, let me know if you're ready for the net report, Ron.
I am ready, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, this will be my number 147. 147. Routine. Hotel X-ray Golf. KD8 MMH.
check of 8, Saginaw, Michigan, September 23rd, 2024, and it's being addressed to yourself, Ron Huss, at amateur call, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Break for text. Total check-ins, figures 10, 10. Total time, figures 51, 51 minutes. X-ray, and no more. I'll copy.
I copy the report, Mike. Yeah, okay on Saturday. I was hoping that you could make it there. I'm not sure who else. I'm going to send out an email tomorrow. I'd like to be able to, if Fred could make it, like I said, you, Rick, and I'm not sure who else would be able to help. Like I said, I need at least a couple of guys that can climb that ladder and get up on the roof with me. I know it's not the easiest thing to do, but to get up there and be able to help out with that, to replace that. So the following weekend, I looked at the calendar. We got club meet on Friday. We got breakfast on Saturday, and I got my son-in-law's race on that afternoon. So there is no time there, and then the following week is the SET. So we're getting into that time. So, yeah, the only other thing is on a Sunday. So that if I can't get enough help, I might have to switch it to Sunday to see if I can get, like I said, get enough help to be able to get that up there and get it down in done in a couple hours. So, all right, thanks for doing the net tonight. We'll see you on Thursday night, KC5BF.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Yeah, depending on, like I said, the VE, that I guess if it starts at 9, I would think the latest we'll be done would be 11. So, you know, if you move it up a couple hours to 12 o'clock noon or maybe 1, I could probably make it around that time. But that's all I've got. I'll turn it back to you. And if Bob is still around, you and Bob can hash out the Echolink situation. Thanks again, Ron. 88 MMH, I'll be clear.
Yep, this is NACPR. You there, Ron?
I am here, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, I've been with Echolink for, I don't know, several years. And when I tried to use it, probably back in, towards the end of May, beginning of June, whatever, I'm just bringing it up right now on my phone to see what it, so I can actually read it to you, see what it says. But it's like I've never signed up with it before, so I don't know what's going on. My license expired in May. I renewed it in June. And the funny thing is I didn't realize that it expired until I went to sign up for my GMRS license. And I found out that, it expired in May. I guess I should renew that also. But this is what it says. It says login sign, login for call sign, NAKPR failed. This call sign is not yet validated for Echolink. Please see the validation section of the Echolink website for more information, which I went to in between validation and I'm trying to think what the other thing was. Let me look here. Let me buy a second. Yeah, between authentication and validation. For months, I've been bouncing back and forth between these two, because neither one was really clear on what you had to do. Now, what I did at the beginning, I can't really remember,
you know, to be, you know, to get onto Echolink. I know how to prove my that I was a ham radio operator, but I can't remember how I did it. But so, anyways, tonight I got down to the point of where they actually took you step by step to get your official copy of your license. So I went through all that and downloaded it into a PDF. They don't make it easy either, believe me. And I downloaded the PDF file. Then at the very bottom of all the instructions, it says, you will get something with a long string of numbers in PDF. He says, do not email this. And that's where it ends. There's no more information after that. So I'm thinking, okay, what do you want, and how do I get it to you? But, you know, that's my question.
Okay, you actually validate your call sign through the Echolink software. So if you are using this on the phone, what I would suggest is to uninstall Echolink off from your phone and reinstall Echolink. So looking at the validation for your call sign, it says there are no valid requests in the Echolink system right now for NAKPR. If you would like to validate this call sign for use with Echolink, please download, install, and run the Echolink software first. This registers your call sign with the system. Then return to the validation page on www.echolink.org. Go to validation to proceed with the validation. So your software on your phone is not validating your call. I would first uninstall it, reinstall it as a new application, and then it will ask for your call sign and that. It then should validate it with the Echolink system to put it in the system, and then you go back to echolink.org and the validation page and follow. It says proceed with the validation for what they said. So that would be because it expired and your call sign, it probably got unregistered with that. The information is still on your phone, so it's not asking you to re-register that call sign because it's already on the phone. And their system isn't getting the proper information sent to it to re-register your call.
That sounds like a pretty good idea, Ron. I never thought about uninstalling it. I know I've done that with other apps. You know, just uninstall it, reinstall it, and it seems to work. I didn't think about that. Just like at work, you know, close it out, open it up, kill the power, turn it back on. And there's
Repeater Saginaw.
Let me buy my hair, let me think. It's not coming to me. But there's something else that's having problems with, and I couldn't quite figure it out. But hey, next week. We'll do it next week. But, yeah, okay, Ron, thanks. Yeah, I didn't think about uninstalling it. That's a good idea. And then just starting over from the beginning. So, yeah, I'll do that. So, well, hey, enjoy the rest of your evening, and have a good day at work tomorrow, and we'll talk to you soon. This is NAKPR. I'll be clear after you find it, Ron.
Okay, yeah, you said it there, like I said, uninstall the app from the phone, restart your phone, then go back and reinstall it. Now, reading an FAQ on that same validation page, they say, I've installed and run the Echolink software, but I don't see my call sign in the list above. Again, back on the Echolink website. What's the problem? It says, check to see if a firewall issue is preventing the Echolink software from contacting our servers. Also be sure you are not using an Echolink proxy to connect. You cannot register a new call sign through the proxy connection. although you may use the proxy after it has been validated. Now, the phones themselves, when you're on a mobile phone, have to use a proxy to talk to the Echolink system. That way you can be any place, and basically you got an internet connection and get on Echolink. At home here, I have a router, and I can open up the necessary ports to allow Echolink to talk through the router and out to the internet to talk to the Echolink servers. That works that way normally on one computer. My other computer, the ports are open, and it will not connect. I set just turn on a proxy server, pick one off the list, and that computer will connect to Echolink 5. So one has to have a proxy and won't work normally. The other one works normally and won't work through a proxy. So I have no clue what's going on there, but that's what I had to do. But yeah, if you do the uninstall, reinstall, reboot in between, give that a try and see what happens at that point. From there, we'll try and troubleshoot. Like I said, the thing is the proxy, so the first time it needs to connect directly to the internet to talk to their servers in order to validate your call sign. So give it a try. Let me know next week. We'll talk to you later, KC at YBF.
Thanks again, Ron. Yeah, I'll give that a try and see what happens. And if I still have an epic failure, I'll talk to you again. Thanks again, though. And KPR clear.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.